Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
By the lust of the flesh. Now I'm going to tell you there is three ways that Satan will always try to trip you up. Okay? And it's in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 and 16. So Satan's always trying to get you three ways. Here we go. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Here we go. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh. Satan was saying, turn those stones into bread. That flesh needed some nourishment. So the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. Those are the three ways Satan will attack you. Let's review. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. So we see here, Satan tries to get him to turn stones into bread. So the next thing he did, he's taking him up into the pinnacle of this holy city and told him to cast himself down.
Yeah.
What he was telling Jesus, commit suicide. He was saying, cast thyself down. He said, because it's in your word that the angels will take care of you. So now I want you to think about this. Satan knew the word. He was actually right. The angels would take care of Jesus, but he wanted Jesus to commit suicide. Wow. Satan came to do what? To kill, steal, and to destroy. And we see it right here. So we know that we should not listen to Satan at all. And Jesus said, so Satan gave the word that showed you that he read it too. But then he said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So what did Satan do? Nextly, he take him up into a exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and said, if you bow down, I'll give them to you.
Yeah.
One thing you must know, if Satan was going to be able to give it to him, they were his, right? Right?
Yeah.
So Satan is the god of this world. So he was offering Jesus Christ these things and wanted Jesus Christ to bow down to him.
God with a little G.
Exactly. But Jesus told him that, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written.
Amen.
Do you know what's written? That's the key. You must know what's in the Word of God. This is why I'm such a stickler to stick into the pure Word of God. Because when we get God's Word and we remove a few things and change a few things, the meanings change. The meanings change. So God wants us to stick to the stuff. There's another example of this in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, when the Satan came to Eve.
Yep.
She said, surely, surely you shall not die. Remember that Satan simply wants you to doubt God's word. He simply wants you to doubt God's word. I want to encourage you today is to love the Word of God. Love the Word of God. The more you get into God's Word, it will strengthen you. And whenever Satan attacks, as we see here, he was attacking Jesus, but Jesus simply used the Word of God to push him back.
Amen.
Now, we also talk about another example of this is David. When David was supposed to be at war, and Bathsheba was bathing on the top of the roof. What did David do? That's right. He looked at her. The lust of the flesh. The eyes. And then he desired that flesh desired her. And then he said, hey, I'm the king. I'll take her. That was all three working right there. But David should have been in the place. He's supposed to have been at war. One, he wasn't.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.